This would have been better with a glass of tequila.
You always want some alcohol.
Just tequila. I gotta clarify.
Okay.
Are we on the air?
We live.
Welcome back to the One Thing About Us podcast. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Kira.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm Kira.
You sure?
I am just a bit emotional because this is the last episode of season one.
Don't start. It's been a you could be like a sound tech.
Thank you, a sound tech.
Listen, if you need people to make the sound bites, call Caitlin.
Zoom. Yo.
Anyways, reining it back in, we are taking a little hiatus. So this will be the last episode for a few weeks. We are going to take a break to revamp, come up with some cool things, and we're going to come back better than before. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys are tuning in when we come back. Don't move that dial.
Nope.
You remember when they used to say that on Nick?
Yes.
Don't touch that dial. Don't leave the
Keenan
and Kel. Which is so unbrand for our
Keenan.
Oh, and you better watch Keenan because Keenan be scheming. We're playing online.
Oh my.
Okay, and if that doesn't describe what today's episode is going to be about, then I don't know what does. Because who loves orange soda?
Kale loves orange soda.
Is it true?
I do.
Ooh.
We are going to take it back a little bit, get a little nostalgic for our last episode.
Yeah.
Just to hold you guys over.
Yeah. You know. We're going to talk about what it means to be a millennial. Back in the good
old
days.
We never disclose our age, but
I feel like we have.
We definitely have. They know we are
always blurred. We always blur it out. We be like 20-something.
Yeah.
Or we at our big old age. Yeah, we extra.
That is our thing.
But for those of you who don't know, we are 90s babies.
The best
kind of babies.
The best. Hey, Bobby.
I'm glad you guys ain't seeing us this week.
Yeah.
Woo! I could take this wig off now. Oh.
And she really
She really did it take
off.
The wig off.
She done snatched the wig
Y'all
off.
Y'all know I get real comfortable.
Yes, but we are taking it back. Back in the time. Okay, so since we started off with the TV show, what's your favorite throwback TV show from your childhood? What's the number one?
I'm going to say Rugrats because you know me and I love me some Susie reference because Rugrats was really my shit. I had the orange tapes.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to DVR it.
I literally want to find like a VHS player and somebody has to still sell those. I really want one.
I'm sure you can get one.
I know.
My mom has one.
I want one.
You can borrow it. Shouldn't we use it? And if you're listening, you don't use it.
Because I still have some of those VHS tapes, and I really just want to, like, be, like...
Just pop it in just for the one time.
Right back to... Exactly.
Wait for it to rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it over.
Yeah. But I agree with you. Rugrats.
Definitely.
I'm the biggest Rugrats fan. To this day. To this day.
And she got a Susie sweater on.
And I got a Susie sweater on. Listen...
Shout out to Suze.
Susie Carmichael.
My girl.
Yeah, Rugrats is it for me. What about you, Allie?
There's so many. Like, childhood. I would have to say Rugrats. My Life as a Teenage Robot, as told by Ginger. That's just the Nick show.
Someone once told me
the grass was much greener.
Like, for it to be a cartoon.
On the other side.
That show was, it was good.
It definitely, I think that if we could watch it now, it hits different.
Yeah.
At this age, it definitely hits different. Old age,
it does. That was when Nickelodeon was channel 33, y'all.
Nickelodeon?
And Disney was 31.
I'm going to say something real controversial. Nickelodeon was better than Disney, and I'm a
no
1000%.
No,
first of all, we are Disney.
No,
for those of you who know us as the Cheetahs, literally everyone references us as the Cheetahs.
We are breaking out into song.
No, I just had to clarify because Kaylin be acting like she don't know. But literally, if you ask anybody, any of our friends and family, they do reference us as the Cheetahs. They'd be like, oh, where's the Cheetahs? Or, oh, the Cheetahs coming? And you automatically know they're talking about Kira, Allie, and Kaylin.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the cheetah is the fastest and the fiercest feline in the jungle. Let's bounce, girls.
Not a quote in a Disney movie, big girl, say Nick was better, bro.
What I'm You're saying crazy. Is, what I'm saying is, growing up, I watched more Nickelodeon than I did Disney Channel before That's So Raven, before Lizzie McGuire, before who else was on there? Hannah Montana came on, like, before Disney Channel, before Raven, I did not watch Disney. That's just me. I grew up on Nickelodeon. I grew up on all that, Kenan and Kel, All Real Monsters, As Told by Ginger. Like,
okay, you know what?
I was watching both.
I was watching both. In all fairness, you're right. Before Raven and like Hannah Montana and all that stuff.
So like animated shows.
But don't say we grew up on Nick, because we really was alive for like, what, 10 minutes before Raven came out?
Yeah. We were like,
it was like 10 minutes.
Literally. Yeah. Let me fact check. Can I fact check?
We were still fetuses. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my phone is.
But you know what? I'm thinking about another show growing up that was really my ish, was Cartoon Network, was Dexter's Laboratory and Proud Puff Girls.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I was the kid who was watching all of them, except when a DCOM came on, because you know it was straight Disney.
Yo, Proud Puff Girls was low key scary.
It was. Like, him?
When Cartoon Network used to play Powerpuff Girls at like 2 a.m., don't watch that shit in the dark. Because, like, okay, That's What Raven came out in 2003. We weren't that young.
We weren't that young.
But that's what I'm saying. What was on Disney Channel before Raven came on is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
But in fairness, I don't
was
really
that,
remember
when those shows
life,
out. Those shows weren't
remember,
out.
Yeah, I don't remember life before us being eight.
Oh, I do.
I remember Powerpuff Girls.
Me too. Before I was Blossom. Literally my password.
I was literally just,
so if you want to hack me.
Oh my God.
No, I was a TV kid. Like, that's what my mom did. She put me in front of the TV, which is why I'm blind to this day. Because I would be up on the TV. I was a TV kid. That was what she did to distract me. So, like, my childhood is TV. It was those TV shows. So I'm watching Wild Thornberries, and I'm watching, like we said, Rugrats and all that stuff. I don't remember anything on Disney before I started watching That's So Raven is what I'm getting at. So that's why I feel like I was raised on Nickelodeon.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
I feel true. Like Nick had the more cartoon shows for kids, for sure. And then Disney had live.
Yeah.
The real people show.
But there were a time when Disney and Nickelodeon was competing because
definitely were.
Here, Nickelodeon had True Jackson, iCarly, Zoe 101 started attacking Josh. Like, it was. They stepped up their game.
K-S-O-N-C.
I just checked. Shout out to our girl. And Kiki. Double Dare 2000. That show came out. The first episode began January 5th, 2000. So we definitely were watching Nick way before.
When did the Amanda show come out?
In fairness. Because even like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That was my show.
It's another controversial topic. Like, we all know, you know, the everything that was going on with Dan Schneider. If you don't know, you can just Google it. But nasty. I'm just going to have to say, like, He made the best TV shows. Like, iCarly, all that.
Zoe 101.
Drake and Josh. Victorious. I was watching Victorious.
I was definitely.
That's literally my favorite quote from Drake and Josh.
Watching Victorious. But it's be like,
But that's what I mean.
I get it. And Amanda Show came out in 1999.
Yeah.
So that was before.
Yeah.
You know the Maha.
Okay. So I'm gonna admit this on the air.
So
I'm gonna admit this on the air. Kayla was right, and me and Allie were wrong.
I appreciate that.
I don't co-sign that. I thought they were both good.
I'm not saying they were better. Is what I'm saying is that we were watching them prior to Disney.
We were. Yes, I co-sign that.
Yeah. But like I said, Disney Channel, when Disney Channel came around, I was definitely, Raven was my idol growing, like, she was my idol growing up, because it was just like, wow, first, like, I didn't really ever see anybody like myself on TV until mm-hmm. Raven came along.
Right.
Like, she wasn't stick skinny. Obviously, she was, you know, a black girl. It was a family that had two, a mom and a dad, and they were black, and the mom
successful.
Had dreads.
Yes, they were very successful. And their hair, I look back, I'm like, Raven had every type of hairstyle. Mm-hmm. Like, that was probably mm-hmm. the only black female on TV at that time doing
Raven, that. Because that's what I'm saying. I had the doll. I had the perfume. I had the DVDs. Like, she was just really that first person I was like, wow, like, I could see myself as on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why I think Raven, to this day, is still iconic.
Top five. The best thing that ever happened to Disney Channel, in my opinion.
For sure. Even now with, like, Raven's Home, like, it's, I'll watch clips. Like, I don't watch the show, but I'll see clips, and I'm like, wow, like, this is actually good. And the only reason why it's still good is because she's the executive producer. So, like,
yep.
You know what I mean?
The girl's got a gift.
Yeah.
She does.
And then you're going to go do it. And then you're going to go do Cheetah Girls? Like,
don't get us started on Cheetah Girls. We live, breathe, sleep, eat.
We are the Cheetah Girls. We keep trying to tell y'all, like, it's okay.
I remember growing up in New York City and literally rehearsing the dances from that movie in the street.
Yeah.
All summer long.
Oh, you was living the best life. All you needed was a taxi. Mm-hmm. For the indie shot. That's all you needed.
Was I can't.
Mama, if you listening, how dare you not give me a taxi?
Style.
No.
Style.
How dare I can't. You not give me. No, I remember back in elementary school, I told my mom I wanted some cheetah outfits. And she was like, no. So I got my ass whooped because I started drawing circles on my shirts and shit.
Oh.
She was dying to be a cheetah girl. Listen, she said, I'm going to be a cheetah girl whether you like it or not.
I got my ass whooped. She was like, listen, you don't be paying for these clothes. I started drawing.
She should.
I started and drawing, you know, circles on my shirts and my jeans.
In my big adult age, I get it.
Right. Because you was drawing on your clothes.
I know. With pen.
Ooh. Oh.
Well, I mean, it, you know.
She crazy.
Pencil
crazy.
Wouldn't have been this. And visible. I needed to be a cheetah.
It's the visible dance.
Not you thinking about it.
I wish y'all could see the dance move.
Would y'all want a Cheetah Girls reboot?
No.
No, bro.
No. Mm-mm.
Unless they're going to put us in it.
Yeah. Like, unless we they sisters, then okay.
LOL sisters.
Because we are sisters. Mm. No, but for real. No, I wouldn't want
Not even with the same group of people.
No.
You feel well, first of all, we already know that ain't going to happen.
Spill the tea, sis. Somebody come y'all on this show and spill the tea.
Y'all saw the video of Raven when she was laughing. She knew. She know that girl crazy.
Yo, she was eating her food like.
She was. Yo, you. Everybody know that girl crazy, but no, it wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same. I mean, number three wasn't even good, and that's just my opinion.
No,
you biased because Raven wasn't in it.
100%, but I didn't like it. One, yes, because Raven was not in it, but.
I do like that like one song. They have a couple good songs.
It just wasn't
good. Come on, Dance Me If You Can.
Yo, just
dance
thinking that.
Dance Me If You Can was good, but like it just wasn't.
Dance Me If You Can.
It wasn't giving.
Get it together.
I just didn't like the plot, too.
It's not that hard, then dance.
I guess I just didn't like the plot. Because I'm like, damn, my girls didn't dance in the street in New York City.
Yeah.
They didn't went to Barcelona. What else they got to do?
Yeah.
Like, true.
Yeah.
What else you got to do? They trying to be international superstars. What else do they got to do? So I just didn't like the plot.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but
I see what you're saying.
You know, I just wouldn't want it. I just don't like when people touch stuff that don't need to be touched.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There's so many things of our shows and like movies that have gotten rebooted that just could have just stayed in the past.
Yeah, all right, definitely.
What's one?
Honestly, they should have left Fresh Prince.
Yes,
I haven't even seen it.
I watched the first, I have no interest.
Episode and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying. Let me clarify. I watched like 10 minutes of the episode and then it watched me.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It just. Don't come for me. I ain't send for you.
Ooh, I got another one. Another remake.
Bel Air. That's what it's called.
Hocus Pocus.
Dude. Don't even give me
the biggest bust of 2022.
Like, I waited 30 years for that. I'm not even 30, and I was waiting before I was even thought of. And they did that.
Let me just say
the anticipation.
5 minutes of it was great
because yes, I like the origin.
I like how they gave the background story of
the Sanderson. We love a good background story.
But then they started getting way into Gen Z. They started obviously, like I like to say, I understand that the movie wasn't catered to our generation.
That's rude.
Yeah, it partly it is rude. They didn't wait 30 years.
We did.
Right. We didn't wait 30 years either, but I get what you're trying to say. But it was just like, it was way too, you know, it got corny.
Yes.
Because this new generation is kind of corny. So.
Because they some crybabies.
So. Ooh. Oh. I mean.
They are. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Ooh. So, like, that's what it was. It was. And then, like, the whole fact that they tried to make that the black dude in the movie, say he was there that
night.
Like,
he was there?
Like, Amos was nowhere near. Like, no.
There wasn't even black people in the movie. It was a whole different time. Like, let's be real.
The craziest thing is, me and Kayla, we had a whole ass, like, movie night and watched that. Oh, we
was excited for that shit.
Dude. In the first, like, 10 minutes, we was literally on the floor in front of the TV, like, 2 inches away, like, yeah. And then we literally sat. First of all, you know it's a big deal if I stayed awake through the whole movie.
Yeah.
You know I waited, okay? At the end, I'm sitting there, I'm like this, like, side-eyeing, just to see, like, her reaction. And she looks at me, she's like, nah, I ain't like it. I was like,
it was, oh, why?
The fact, like, I don't even understand what the mayor had to do with it. Because I thought the mayor was going to end up being the villain. And then he made his ass wait in a line for a candy apple he ain't never get. And then he did. And then he disappeared.
But he was so pressed. Like, he was talking about that candy apple for 20 minutes.
That was all his lines.
That was most of the movie. He was waiting for that candy apple. And then he left out the movie. So I'm like, what was that for?
Mm-hmm. It was. The only thing I really did like at the end, it was like, you know, she couldn't stay because she needed her sisters. I thought that was cute. Family, we love that. Get it together. But otherwise, it was just
the same thing when Nickelodeon rebooted all that, and people were upset. Like, they were like, ew, what the hell is this, da da da. And literally Nickelodeon was like, it's not for y'all. Like,
it wasn't.
And times change. Like, 90s Nickelodeon obviously is not what 2022-23 Nickelodeon is.
Is the new All That even still on?
It's not,
because it was trash.
I don't think it's because of that. I think it's just because the generation just didn't appeal to it.
Well, yeah, because I feel like
they're tired of our reboots.
Here's the thing,
though. They're basically living in our shadow.
Yeah, sketch comedy is just not popular with kids like how it was with us.
No.
That's because they on TikTok.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We used to have to sit
and yeah,
like you TV. Friday night at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You had to watch that new episode right then and there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to wait a week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Until you saw the next episode. Nowadays, mm-hmm. everybody's streaming stuff.
Yeah.
You want to be releasing a little bit of episodes here and there. This generation ain't about that life.
Nope. Because I used to be right in front of the TV waiting for iCarly to come on every week. True Jackson, Big Time Rush. I was watching it all. Like,
yeah.
And Montana, like, I was waiting for it. Because we did not have that at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I definitely kind of missed that anticipation. Like, I remember Friday night, 8 p.m., so it's like 7:45. You about to get something to eat. You about to snuggle up in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You just be eating your oodles and noodles and watching DCOM.
Especially when that DCOM was coming on. Mm-hmm. That brand new DCOM that was coming out.
Let's watch a Disney Channel movie.
When the kids be jumping. In the little film. Yes. I used to see her jump in that film like it was water. And I'll be like, I want to be her so bad.
All right, let's talk about our favorite DCOMs. How are we ranking these DCOMs?
They can't
be ranked.
I can't rank them, but all I'm going to say is High School Musical was my ish.
Okay, we all know High School Musical is Disney Channel's, is Disney's
bread and
Disney
butter.
Period.
Yes.
Biggest franchise.
Yes.
Of all time. And we're going to put that out there. There's nothing bigger for Disney than High School Musical.
Teen Beach Movie, Lemonade Mouth, blah, blah, blah. No.
Not even close.
No.
Not even close. I think the only thing that came close to it was Cheetah Girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe Camp Rock. But that was because
I was about to say Camp Rock, but that's definitely
But that was because of the celebrity that the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato became.
Right.
Like, obviously, which is why.
Yeah, but don't kill me, but I didn't think Camp Rock was that great.
It wasn't. Go back and watch Camp Rock now, I'd be like, I
watch
this was
it.
Good.
I tried to watch it. Camp Rock!
Everybody knows that meme when it.
Camp Rock! Yo, did you see the one with the Kardashians? When he was like, and they're all looking. Yeah.
It wasn't good. Camp Rock was not good.
It wasn't. Even another franchise for Disney that I really love is sorry, I hit the mic. Is Halloween Town.
Yes!
Halloween Town is a tradition every year. Like, I'd rather watch all the Halloween Towns and watch Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
Carrie, think about it.
Halloween? Not the last Halloween Town.
No, I'm sorry, with the new girl. No. That was disrespectful.
First of all, let's talk about that real quick.
Because the original Marley
Parton killed it. Why do they change characters? For like you, they make you fall in love with these characters, and then they change characters mid-season or mid, like, franchise. And I don't understand that.
Well, one is because Disney is already critical in itself. We all know that Disney Channel stars usually come out and they say, like, after they've had their time with Disney and they left, they always come back and say, well, Disney wanted me to do this, or they made me do this. Disney is very much image, especially back then. It was all about the perfect image, keeping it wholesome. So for that actor, it quite literally could have been because she was too old. She probably looked too old to play that character again. Or the fact that they had this new girl that they wanted to probably
be something,
because they're all about just rolling them out. Mm-hmm. Let's put her in that role. So that's probably what it was. Or the actor was just like, I want to probably do something more serious, because we know that when you start doing a franchise, you kind of get, especially for Disney, you get less taken seriously in for other roles.
Yeah, because that's what people see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it could have been those as well. But
Because I'm gonna be honest, I did not know Robert Pattinson's name was Robert Patterson for the longest time. I kept calling that boy Edward Cullen.
Pattinson.
Whoever.
Robert Pattinson. She said Patterson.
First of all, actually, he was in Harry Potter.
Fuck.
He was before he did Twilight.
Yeah.
I did not know that until later on.
What was his name?
I mean, the only thing I've ever seen Robert Pattinson in since.
We are struggling tonight.
That man.
Not you. She almost pushed me off the chair.
The only thing I've seen him in other than Twilight was the new Batman movie.
Your feet are cold.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, it's the bottom of your shoe, bitch.
I cannot.
We're all over the place for this season finale, but you know what? We just go with the blow.
We just give it to you raw, okay?
Yeah. But yeah, there was the new Batman movie.
I was about to say so.
Oh, shoot. She's about to get XX.
Tentacion.
I was about to treat this like it was really a cheetah hangout.
She was about to go
like, we're not on the podcast.
We live.
Listen, we on the air.
People know.
What they know.
This is a...
Grown.
Listen.
What they know.
Keep it like the cheetah chat. What you mean?
Don't.
Oh my.
You know how I just want to let y'all know. You know how you pick up, like, your phone ring in public and you pick up the phone? If my phone rings in public and I pick up the phone for them, I always have to give a disclaimer. Like, just so y'all know, I'm at the grocery store. Just so y'all know, I don't have my AirPods in.
I tried to give you a warning today.
No.
That is so funny. And you were just like, can I say it?
No, let me say it. So, okay. First of all, when I get nervous, the first person I call is Allie. Okay. So I call Allie today, and she picks up the phone, and I'm like, Allie, I'm about to shit myself. And she was in the car with her mom, one of her friends, and her son. And I was like,
and my godson, JC.
I'm sorry, everybody in the car. But Allie, I'm about to shit myself.
Yo, but the thing is, like, Yaz was like, you know, it bees like that.
Because they know.
They know.
Listen, if you're friends with me, you know the people around me. We all shit.
I wasn't really going to do that, but I was so nervous.
And I supported it. I was like, you going to pull over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
So, y'all ever have those friends where you got to give a warning, like, just to let you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tag them.
We on air.
So y'all could be in the giveaway.
Exactly.
The next giveaway.
I cannot.
Tag them.
Yes.
But back to Robert Pattinson.
Patterson.
Patty. But yeah, that was the last thing I saw him in.
Pity Pat.
I didn't see the new Batman. But you know what is a good reboot? The Proud Family. The Proud Family is killing it.
Let's give
the Proud Family is that family.
Let's give them their flowers. Because
they
if
are.
If you want to know how to reboot a show, it's to
that's it.
You do it that way.
Yes.
I have not laughed. I feel like the show is even, I laughed more now than I laughed at that show back then. Because since it is on Disney Plus, they're allowed to do a lot. They're allowed to do it.
Thanks.
They're allowed to do more than what they were able to do on Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. So they're allowed to, you know, push the boundaries more. And it's
more
just
adult
so
jokes.
Much funnier.
It is. Mm. It is. You know what? When you say that they're allowed to push the envelope, that brings me back to when you said that the Lizzie McGuire reboot got, like, just scrapped because it was going to be too...
It
graphic,
would be too mature.
Too mature.
But that's what Hillary Duff wanted. She didn't want to go back to being Squeaky King.
She doesn't
Lizzie.
Need to be.
But
she
can't do that on Disney because, dog.
But it was going to be on
Disney Plus. It was going to be on Disney Plus and they scrapped it.
But that was before. But she did say that was before Disney Plus launched. So they didn't know what they were really going to do with the platform. But now that they have the platform and it's Disney Plus isn't squeaky clean, like
definitely is not.
So she said that they've talked about revisiting it because now they know where they're going, like what the platform is. But she said back then Disney Plus hadn't even launched yet, so they didn't know what direction they were going. But I would love to see a reboot.
I want to see Lil Wayne on there,
especially if they're gonna let her run it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they need to look at how Raven's Home worked and let Hillary Duff, who doesn't know the show better than the people who are on it?
Right.
The main stars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, producers, they go based on what they think the popularity is going to be. But, the stars are the ones that interact with the fans.
Yeah. Exactly. The stars are going to bring the people back.
Exactly. Because the reboots are for us, our generation. Mm-hmm.
And other people.
Like, you don't need to tailor it
to
Gen Z.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because why was Sarah flying on a Swiffer instead of a broom?
Oh. Right. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that was
wild.
We're back to Hocus Pocus too, in case people didn't know. Because I don't think nobody.
My attention span is so short.
No, tell me how the whole movie. Kira, they call her Sarah, and I'm like, oh shit, they messed up. They call her by her real name.
Yo, dead ass.
And then we was like, we found out later. Oh shit, her
that's
name
the
was
character's
Sarah.
Yo, dog, I'm about to scoop my chair away from you. Because every
I
time
am that black person that laugh and they hit people.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You are.
Yo, she be sending me flying, dog.
Yo, she be.
I'm sorry, I gotta hit somebody. I am a knee slapper. I am a hitter.
Literal knee slapper.
Yeah. But literally, that was funny. Because we was like, oh, they used her real name. They messed up. And we was like, oh.
That's funny.
Her real name is Sarah. But it's true. I would love to see a reboot of Lizzie McGuire.
Yes.
She did that show Younger, and I feel like that
was
exactly.
Was that like
Younger was
her
good
fake show. Reboot?
It was. It looked like she could have been Lizzie's life once she grew up.
Yeah,
like she even though like obviously Hillary tried to get away from that, and it was a way more mature show. It felt like that's exactly what Lizzie's
needed
life would have been like.
Oh,
so
I
would love
Younger.
To for them to. Younger was so good. I'm so mad they didn't.
I ain't
show.
Never seen it.
You gotta watch it. You would
never
love
seen
it.
It
it's so good. But other reboots are. Oh, they did a reboot. iCarly.
Didn't watch it.
I was hyped. Let me tell you.
What
I was
streaming
when it
thing
out.
Is it
it's
on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Oh, I have that. Well, now I do.
I was hyped when that shit came out. When I tell you, I made spaghetti tacos. I made spaghetti tacos. They was fire.
Was it really good, though, spaghetti tacos?
It's spaghetti in a shell.
Why are you saying it like...
Right, like it's like the duh.
Like it's common knowledge.
If you
like
tacos,
eat this all the time.
They do. If you like taco shells and you like spaghetti, you going to like spaghetti tacos. And that's just I'm putting up a recipe for spaghetti tacos. Okay?
Yes.
But the show, I don't like it.
Really? I thought you did.
I liked maybe like a couple episodes, but it's just not. I hate to do it because it's like, it's not the same without Jeanette McCurdy. She was
Period.
What brought
the humor.
Funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like her and
she was
Carrie Trainor's character, Spencer. They are what made the show
funny. Yes.
So without her, it does feel
is
like
Spencer
something's missing. Yes, yeah, Spencer's in it. Mm. But without Jeanette McCurdy, you feel the missing piece.
Oh.
So, and you know, like, obviously they're grown up. So, like, they make Carly, like, say bitch. And, like, she's, and it's like, it's like, oh, my gosh. But it's, like, the most cliche way. She'd be like, yeah, bitches. And then, like, it's like,
So, it's still, like, kiddish trying to be grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not it. And
not
I'm the
first
love iCarly.
Do we just see her in a childish
No,
light
I don't.
Because of who the show is.
Right. I I don't like people can because she obviously she still looks amazing. Like she looks younger 12. Still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's all that's also a problem.
She do.
Yeah, she does. But she looks great. She's almost 30. Oh, and wow. It's crazy because she still looks.
Wait, is she the same age as us?
I think she's I think she's 29. Oh, so 28, 29. Yeah, so she's like, you're saying, all right. Wow. Dang. Okay, anyway, we're going to skirt because that was rude.
Skirt.
Dang. But yeah, I just don't like it. It's not for me.
Are they still even doing iCarly? Like the show? Mm-hmm. Like, are they doing the show in the show?
Oh, yes. Like it's Freddie filming.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So how did they explain away Jeanette McCurdy?
That she just, you know, she just off living her life.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Because
but that's the same thing with Fuller House. I don't like that either.
Wait, what happened with
Fuller House? Fuller House was... I didn't even get through the first episode.
Full House was such a good show.
Oh,
they
so
they revamped
good.
It and did Fuller House, but then they did it without the Olsen twins.
Yes.
And then they wouldn't stop talking about them.
Yes. And it was like almost like The Office. Like, you know how they look into the camera and it's like super... Yeah, weird.
They, they broke that third wall.
They literally were like,
but all the time though.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
really?
Get the fuck over it. I didn't want to come back.
I couldn't get past season. Here's the thing, and they said why they didn't come back because they were so young. It didn't felt like they needed to come back. It didn't feel nostalgic
because their character didn't really have a purpose. Like,
no,
but what they don't know is Michelle did kind of carry that show toward like towards mid season.
She was cute,
but no. If you watch the when E used to do the True Hollywood Stories,
yeah.
They literally said, like, that show was not doing good in the ratings until they started putting Michelle's character on a little bit more.
Oh,
and this
wow.
was even when they were babies, like, beginning seasons. And they said that John Stamos had a problem with that because that was technically supposed to be, like, his show. So...
It was supposed to be John Stamos' show?
It was.
I thought it was Bob Saget's show.
No. So, like, he kind of got upset when the twins started getting... bigger than him.
John, if you listen, so, I think you're sexy as hell. Don't sue us.
Whoa. But, like, I mean,
they said it's televised.
That's
so
crazy.
Whatever. But yeah, so like that, but people, I look back at that show, I remember that show more for Mary-Kate and Ashley than I do for anybody else.
I didn't think that they were the stars of the show, but I did like the sister dynamic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like between, I like the relationship between DJ Stephanie and Michelle. Like that was super important to me. Aunt Becky and whoever his name was,
Uncle Jesse.
Yes, like their kids. I'm sorry, their kids. I don't even remember.
No, that. I liked Uncle Jesse and Michelle's relationship more.
But
than
you know what? Now that you say that, that makes sense why they made them so close, because it was supposed to be his show.
Yeah.
He had to be close to the people who was making the ratings.
Yeah. But that makes so much more sense obviously now. Eventually he like got over it and then became close. But like, yeah. But I liked that dynamic way more. But the new season, like I said, I didn't even get through the first episode because like one, okay, we get it. They're not there. We see that. You don't have to keep
mentioning.
They mentioned it like 4 or 5 times in the pilot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay.
And it's so cringy because they literally look into the camera and they're like.
Yeah.
Every single cast member. It's like, oh, the family's back together except for Michelle. And then like, they look into the camera and they're like.
Yeah, like
that's shady. Yeah. So then after that, why would I want to come back?
And then
they were like 5 when they left. It didn't mean that much to them.
Right. Right. Exactly.
What do y'all remember before 5?
Right. Nothing.
I just told you I don't remember number 4 or 8.
So it's like, I get like everyone. They were older. They understood the magnitude of the show, but to shade them,
Even
I wouldn't want to come back now.
Even Danny Tanner, the way that what they did with him, they made him. Like, they made him date, like, these gold-digging young girls, and that's not who he was in Full House. Like, when Full House ended, he had a whole fiancé, did he not?
Yes, where did she go? They never even explained that.
No, but now you got him out here dating these young girls that only want him for his money. I'm like, what is going on?
First of all, Danny was a classic dad.
Yes. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. I thought
the moment was over. Caitlin going to hell.
And Bob Saget going to drag you there.
Sorry, Bob Saget. Bob ain't in hell?
No, he not him. We can go drop you off
drag
there.
You there. Go
back. Drag you there. Be like,
I thought the moment was over. Okay.
It gotta be at least like 15 seconds.
Cut it out.
Wait, I ain't never done a moment of silence for 15 seconds.
Bitch, what?
It's at least like a good
15
get
seconds.
Off me.
15 seconds is long.
No, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's literally a moment.
A moment.
She said,
a blank. I cannot.
Anyway, anywho.
I can't.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sorry, Bob. My bad. But yeah, he was a classic dad. He was a good
he
old dad.
Was. He was.
He deserved
was.
Better.
He did. You should have gave him better, Caitlin.
you know what? Y'all rude. I told you. I'm sorry. I thought it was over, but okay.
It's so over.
And we're back to another day.
And Joey, they made Joey all alone still.
Aww.
Cut it out.
Like, come on.
That's
now.
Sad.
It was just bad. It
what
they
do about Aunt Becky?
They were still married.
No, but like, you know how like she was in the trial and going to jail.
She was in the show. Aunt Becky over. And Uncle Jesse.
The show was over by then when she had to go to trial for that whole scandal, the school scandal when she got
the
her,
college
her,
scandal.
But they weren't really in the show. Yeah, the show wasn't. The adults weren't really in the show. They kind of just like guest starred in it every so often.
Yeah.
But
it really was about
the DJ.
Girls.
DJ.
Yeah,
no,
the girls.
DJ.
Oh,
yeah,
just
DJ.
About.
Yeah, DJ had kids,
and her husband died. So like,
yeah.
So they just recreated it.
Yeah, recreated it for the daughter. Yeah,
yeah.
Basically.
She basically became Danny.
Yeah.
And then the sisters, Stephanie.
Came. Moved in to help her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Great. Michelle.
Yeah.
Look at that camera.
That is so shady.
Cute, shady look.
That's very shady. I don't like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't like that. Even if, like, we think about growing up, how do we communicate? Think about all the technology we have out here right now. Growing up, this wouldn't have happened. There was no podcast growing
this.
Up.
This did not exist before we were here.
No.
We made this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an iPhone, there was no FaceTime.
Just like think about that for a second.
How do we function?
Because I feel like FaceTime is my world.
No, literally it is.
Like I FaceTime more than I pick up the phone to call people.
Yeah. Like my mom broke her phone. She dropped her phone.
Yo, she ever replaced it?
No. She dropped her phone on the road, so now she got an Android. I'm like, what are
you
going
to
do?
No. She didn't drop it on the road. She put that shit on the roof of a car.
Yeah, she put her phone on the roof of the car, drove away, and then got all the way home, and then was like, where's my phone? So she drove back to work, and she saw something red in the street. But she was like, no, and then went all the way back to work, wasn't there. She was like, maybe I left it somewhere else. Drove it home. She sees the red phone in the road, and it was her phone. And that was the third phone I bought her.
Ma. I know you listening.
And now she got an Android. I'm like, oh my God, what are you going to do with your life?
Ew, green bubbles.
Ugh.
Yeah. So now.
How does she like function?
So now she like be video calling me on Instagram.
Oh no.
Oh baby.
But hey, Instagram got some good quality videos. They, so I ain't even going to lie.
That's true. And Apple be playing us these days.
Yes.
Yes.
There was a time before Apple, guys.
Mama, Mother's Day is
there
coming.
Was.
You better ask.
Freshman year in high school. Everybody. Phone. Yep. Uh-huh. That's the third one.
She
I'm about to do her like she's do me.
You got iPhone money?
I can't.
Kira said it, mom, not me. But you know.
No, I was just saying what my mama would have said to me.
No, that's what she would have said to me too. But no, like, what did I say?
My first phone was a flip phone. I can't.
Freshman year, everybody was walking around with Blackberries. We was all business women.
I remember that. I didn't have a Blackberry.
I didn't have a Blackberry. I was poor.
Me too. I was so pumped. I couldn't afford the OR.
I had a knockoff one from AT&T. It was pink.
What did I have?
AT&T is considered a luxury.
Oh.
On the real.
I don't know what my phone freshman year was. Oh, you know what I remember my sophomore year phone was? My phone didn't work in the cold. So I used to have to like put it underneath my seat so it could warm up and start to work.
What kind
of? It was a chocolate touch.
No, what kind of?
What kind of? Oh, yo. If you hear a big thud, it's because Caitlin has pushed Akira off the seat. And this is why I'm on the opposite side.
I'm about to scoop myself.
Like, the flip phone used to be like, bye, click.
Wait.
Now it's just like a little.
Whap.
For what?
I feel like the aesthetic, like, you know, the idea that you get to slam that phone closed is just missing. Like, but I'll tell you what, I will hang up and throw the phone.
And back then, you could throw your phone because the phone wouldn't break. It was made of plastic instead of glass.
They was indestructible back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you slightly drop your iPhone, it's a wrap.
Yes.
First of all, you sneeze with it in your hands, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why sneezing and driving is dangerous.
Bruh. Don't touch me, Taylor.
I didn't even go near you.
She was like,
we're sorry, guys. We're just letting loose tonight.
Bruh.
Listen.
I'm in your mind here.
We're having fun. Like I said, this is season finale. We going all in.
Mm-hmm.
We going
all in. After making you cry for the last...
Yeah.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did y'all have a sidekick? That little...
I wish.
Yo, I did not have none of the fancy phones, dog.
I didn't even have a razor. I went flip phone.
Sharpay had a sidekick, and I loved it. It was pink, and it was bedazzled, and I wanted to be Sharpay so bad.
Oh, I wanted a sidekick. Just because it was stupid for me.
I wanted it too. Just a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have T-Mobile.
No,
at
I didn't
the time,
have
only
either.
T-Mobile had it.
Yep.
Yes, T-Mobile only had it. Mm-hmm. It was a T-Mobile phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I used to ask my friend, I'd be like, can I flip it just once?
I know.
Can I flip it?
Like, okay.
I know. I was poor. I didn't have no fancy dancy phone. Nope. I didn't get my first iPhone until college.
I had to buy it
myself.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I didn't have an iPhone until college.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I bought it by myself.
I think I got a senior year, maybe.
But my mama said that. She said, if you want an iPhone, you got to spend your iPhone money.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. I think for sure I bought it myself. I'm working at camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not that camp, different camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, ooh, I'm going to get me an iPhone.
And I'm going to get me unlimited because I ain't paying 10 cents a text or whatever.
Yeah.
And now unlimited is literally all you can do.
I know. You have to wait till 9 p.m. Wow, what a time.
I remember one time I took my grandmother's phone. This is when Demi Lovato's second album came out. And I was on her phone. And I was buying, like, so many Demi Lovato ringtones from her second album. Didn't realize that shit had costed money.
Why ain't you recorded like the rest of us?
Yeah.
I didn't
you
know.
You didn't
know
who recorded?
I was like, it should be like, I'll download it on my grandmother's phone. And then she got her bill, bro. I was like, oh.
And they know it was you.
Duh. I'm the only. It's Demi Lovato.
That's all I'm going with. Because now no one even. First of all, it's funny that you say that you used to buy ringtones because no one even has ringtones these days.
No.
Because everyone's phone is on silent.
Yeah.
Literally.
But no, you can't use music for ringtones anymore, can you?
Yes, you can. You can use Apple Music. If you have Apple Music, you can set it as your.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm about to go
you
back to the old days.
You can use it as your
days.
Alarm ring and all that.
Oh, maybe I actually get up this time.
Nah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I got three.
My phone be like, from the top, make it drop. I'll be like,
I'm
going to
be like, snooze. I'm like, I'm done with this.
I'm about to send my watch to bed.
Sorry for that screech.
I'm crying.
Y'all still got house phones?
Ha!
My grandmother got one.
My mom used to have one. We had two.
What the
but
hell?
Guess what?
If you got money.
If you don't got my cell phone.
Oh, a probably, large.
If you don't got my cell phone number, it wasn't meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm. No.
First of all, I ain't never home. So even if I didn't have a house phone, who you calling?
Who's gonna call?
Avery?
Ghostbusters. And that man be blowing up my vote. Both of them.
For those of y'all who don't know, my kids got iPhones.
Phone.
And I programmed Allie and Caitlin phone number right up in there. Oh, and Eddie too.
Oh,
so that they could call them and not me.
Yo, it'd be like all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
He'd be like, I'll call you back.
I'm like, okay.
He'd be like, I'll call you back. I'll call you, like, when right when you pick it up, hello, I'll call you back. You called me.
Right. Like.
But the thing that be killing me is because, like, when we be on FaceTime, he'd be like, I'm going to call Allie. I'm going to call Cake. And I'd be like, bruh, I'm literally on the phone with them right now.
Aiden do that too.
I know.
And then I'd be like, Aiden, why you claim me? Like, he just want to get a little shout out in the FaceTime. Like,
I just want you to acknowledge that I'm here.
I know.
Right.
Okay. I know.
I can't. But in person, he'd be like, don't speak to me.
Right.
Aiden be like, don't speak to me. Avery be like, you got bananas?
Bananas?
Everybody be like, where's Eddie?
Yo, he love that man. That man love him.
He said, what up, my child?
I know.
And Avery was like, in the backseat, like,
blushing.
Oh, yo. I'm like, oh, my God.
I can't. I cannot.
Eddie, if you're listening, come get your son.
Yo. Not to be able to call version. Eddie, like, tell Avery you're not going to be his friend.
If you don't take a
if
shower.
If you don't take a shower.
Bro, because Avery is a dirt ball. My Avery baby. Is a dirt ball. Aiden is like, Mom, I need to take 10 showers a day. I need to brush my teeth 5 times a day. Like, Aiden is so clean. He likes to clean. He's, you know, good hygiene. Avery be like,
whatever that means.
He literally do.
He like a pig. He roll around in the dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt bath.
He is a dirt ball.
I can't.
He be outside with no shoes. I be like, get in the house. And this is why you dirty.
I can't.
But he ain't never sick, though.
He ain't got right. Life.
Right. I am dead.
I cannot. I cannot.
All right. Yeah. Get us back on the track.
Yeah, let's get back on the track. So, yo, DJ, you know, DJ. House phones, day out of day.
Cut the beat.
Oh, my Lanta.
I'm sorry. All right. Okay, I'm back.
Where we at? Who are we? And that's why High School Musical is
top tier.
Yes.
All right, rank them.
We can't.
I can't.
You what don't you understand. Mean?
I think, honestly, High School Musical for goes, DCOMs, number one.
Okay, but I'm talking about all three. It goes number one, three, and then two. Oh.
I can say that.
Okay.
One, three, two.
It depends on my mood.
I'm sorry. You didn't like? Oh, no.
I didn't like High School Musical, too.
What?
Soundtrack was good. Plot?
I think the plot. But that last song, Every Day of Our Lives.
That's what I'm saying. Soundtrack was good.
I find you there. That's going to play at my wedding.
Hold on tight. Somebody help her.
Yeah.
No, High School Musical 3 was just... I might put High School Musical 3 up there.
I might put it before 1.
One. That's what I was about to say.
I might put it before 1.
It was just the budget.
When
it was
I told
the bigger
you...
budget. It was iconic.
It was. I saw that in the movie theater. I cried.
Oh,
at
when
13.
They all jumped up at the in the air.
I was like...
And froze. And froze. I was bawling.
No, but like...
Because it was the end of an
the
era.
The cinematography, if that's the word.
Because...
Like...
It could
the
be a
songs?
Word. Make up your word.
It's a word today.
I mean, mm-hmm. Kenny Ortega can
own
do
that word.
No wrong.
They need to bring him back.
Kenny Ortega can do no wrong. This man did all of High School Musical and Cheetah Girls 2 and the first Hocus Pocus. This man is a legend.
Disney.
Every time I hear someone talk about Kenny Ortega, I feel like I get PTSD of Caitlyn saying that very spiel she just gave.
I say this every time, every single time somebody bring up High School Musical.
Once a week.
High School Musical 3 is top.
He is a legend. And he deserves his flowers. And that's all I'm saying. Because
hopefully,
that movie is just
what
High School Musical 3.
It is. It's really good.
Me. When I was like graduating college, I like watched the movie every day. It just made me cry. I don't know why, but it did.
It was graduating.
Yeah, and I was like, dang, my life is over.
That's crazy.
But it was just beginning.
Just beginning. But I'm literally saying, I'm saying High School. Well, because High School Musical 3 is not a DCOM. It was in theaters. So DCOMs, I'm saying High School Musical 1,
mm-hmm.
Cheetah Girls 2,
mm-hmm.
High School Musical 2 as third.
There's other DCOMs before that.
Before High School Musical 2? No, there's not. Even though High School Musical 2 wasn't as good, it wasn't, there's no other DCOM better than High School. I might put Cheetah Girls 1 before High School Musical 2.
What?
Are you just doing like musicals?
No, I'm talking about like.
Because there's like Full Figure. There's
Full Figure.
No, what was it? I forgot.
Go figure.
That was my.
Go Figure wasn't
ish.
As good as High School Musical 2.
Pixel Perfect.
Okay, Pixel Perfect was
okay. Pixel Perfect.
Is Life Size?
Life Size is a Disney Channel movie.
That was a good one.
Did y'all see the second one?
Hell no.
I didn't either.
I heard bad reviews.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna be honest. If I hear bad reviews, I put it off.
And one, I just don't fuck with Tyra that much no more. So
yeah, I'm not a fan. I really wish they didn't give her Dancing with the Stars, but go off, sis.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't really care for the other one either. What's the guy's name?
No. Alfonso?
Yeah.
I can't stand Alfonso Ribeiro, and I'm so sorry for anybody that does, but he's just so cocky and annoying. Like, He just remind me of a little cockroach, and I just don't.
Alfonso, if you listening, don't sue us.
Yeah, please don't.
Listen, I'm sorry. I just don't like him.
Everybody got critics. Everybody got opinion.
People probably don't like us.
Right.
And I don't give a fuck.
Listen, but when they bring it back, Dancing with the Stars, though.
For real. But here's the thing. Len Goodman ain't going to be in there.
I know. I cried then, too.
I wanted to go on Dancing with the Stars just for Len.
Yeah.
I
want
to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Tell me what I need to fix.
Yeah. He was so critical, but so, like.
Let me be Val's partner.
Passionate. Put your tongue in your mouth, you damn dirtball.
I can't. He has a really good teacher, though. Like, him and Gabby.
Oh my gosh, you and this Gabby.
Either put me with Val or Artem.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like Gabby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think I was just impartial because I really like Charlie.
Shout out to Charlie D'Amelio.
I can only like one person.
Killed it.
I don't want my friends to have other friends.
I cannot. Who else was on there that was good?
Oh, like professional wise? Why did they take my man Keo off the show?
Who?
Keo.
Oh, I don't know.
And they stayed giving him the worst partners besides Jodie Sweetin. He had Jodie Sweetin that one
season. I love her.
Me too.
I love her too.
Love her. But they took they took Keo off.
They probably just didn't have like a partner for him, I guess.
Because was he in the troupe? I don't even think he was in the troupe.
I don't think he was in the troupe either.
You know, Brittany, she's dating her partner, the Destiny.
Oh, I sent that to you on Instagram.
Wait, Britt Benet?
Yes.
She was in High School Musical.
She was in High School
Daniel Durham?
Daniel Durant?
Yeah.
Durant. They're dating? Yes. It looked like it.
It looked like they were going to. Yeah. First of all, they had to, dog. Like,
and like the way he was talking about her and the way she was talking about him. And
but she
like,
literally happens. Learned sign language for him.
I was in love. She was going in.
Yes. And I'm like, oh. She,
so good.
Yeah, I be watching her lives. Yeah. I'm like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're dating. They're
I mean,
dating.
That's bound to happen when you spend all that time with someone.
I love when they get together, when partners get together.
Like showmances or like?
No, like when partners. Like from Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Like Artem and Nikki. Love
Yes. Because I was like, because at first I didn't know how they met. I'm like, how did they even meet? They're in two separate worlds.
But she was, but she was literally engaged to John Cena when she was on the show. And then her and John Cena broke up. And then her and Artem started dating.
Oh.
So like, and now they're married. And now they have a baby. Oh, they're just so cute.
They are.
I love when they, but showmances too. I love when my favorite couple get together. Like growing up, the greatest showmance was Zanessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even though I did not like them together, but
they
that's
were,
one thing another.
They were.
They were the. They were Jessica Biel and Selena Gomez before they before. Like,
yeah, they were the it couple at Disney. Don't.
No, that's don't. What they were. No, I'm not saying. No, I'm saying. Zanessa, I'm saying that's what Justin and Selena were slated to be. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I like Justin, but I'm not really a fan of Selena.
Me neither. But that's what they were kind of.
I was team
going
Demi.
For who?
I was team Demi in their fight.
Oh yeah, I'm always team Demi, but you know,
Demi is talented. That girl got some talent. Okay.
Woo, Demi Lovato, if you listening, reach out to a girl. Please.
We need tickets to a concert.
I want to want you to come on. I just want to have a sit down conversation with you because,
girl,
you have impacted my life.
For real,
it's been a long time.
You have impacted my life. You have saved my life.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
You have given me the space to cry, scream, and be happy, all in the same album.
Because I remember when High School Musical came out, not High School Musical, Camp Rock came out, and I'm like, what is this movie trying to be like High School Musical? I was riding hard for High School Musical. Saw Camp Rock and I
oh,
was like,
we know.
That was it. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was it. That was the literally, I was like, I'm Demi Lovato. I'm riding with Demi Lovato for life. I saw that movie and I was that.
I mean, but she had her own TV show, so I literally forced myself to watch it because she was good.
I've been Demi Lovato ever since. Like, I'm not saying the movie was good, but I'm saying hearing her.
Yes, her voice.
You hadn't. I was like, who sings like that? Like,
right.
I was like, she don't belong on here.
The evolution of her voice, though, is amazing.
Yes,
because
yes.
When she sang Anyone, that really shook me.
Woo. Yes. I remember that night.
That performance.
I was bawling.
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
it was
my
just,
God.
Yeah.
I'm emotional regardless. But
and
that
people,
song
and people
broke
know
me.
I love Demi Lovato. Like, when I tell you that night, because obviously that was her first performance back from the overdose, I had people texting me like I was in close relationship.
Like, are you okay?
They was talking, right. Are you watching? I know you're so happy right now. And I'm like, yeah. And then she did this the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And then
yeah, she had a great year that
you
year.
See? I'm like, yeah. And I'm just like,
two of your favorite things, football and Demi.
Right. Exactly. She is definitely a product of our time. Like, yes. We grew up like her, Miley Cyrus. Vanessa Hudgens, Zac Efron, what are you doing now? Ashley Tisdale. Like, those are Christy Carlson Romano. Like, Kim Possible. We forgot about Kim Possible.
Christy
Carlson Romano.
Oh, even Stevens. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yes. And Kodak.
I don't be knowing people's real name.
Christy
Carlson. Oh, I'm horrible with that. Yeah, we know Caitlin.
Her podcast is really good. I can't. Her podcast is really good. It is really good. Because she gets all those childhood stars and they spill that tea.
Yeah.
Woo! TV
hot. That's why I really need
Bring your mouth.
I need Demi to drop the memoir because I know her shit's crazy.
Yeah.
I know her memoir got to be
crazy. I need another documentary.
Crazy.
That documentary had me shook.
That
I was bawling.
Yeah. I was just like, bawling. Girl!
Yes. I want Miley to do one.
Oh. Miley got
to
do one.
I need Miley to her, do like, one.
Yes.
Right. Like, even pretty coming out finding out that, like, Liam like was cheating too. On her and the way he would talk to her, because you could see it, like, going back, he would be like, oh, can you behave? Like
even not past like, that, I will say,
who are you?
I would say Miley had the, for Disney, you say, yeah, Raven, you know, set the culture. She is Disney. But Miley had the biggest.
Yeah, she took that shit and ran with it.
Hannah Montana was
she was literally touring.
Yes. She was touring. It went from both people.
Yes.
Yes. It was a Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus tour.
Does that?
Both.
She getting double the checks.
That's what I'm saying. She was touring as two people. Who does that?
Mm-hmm.
And she, when, like, she was selling out. Like, there was nobody. I don't even recall anybody else that young being
that big.
What Miley was
on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a group.
No. Like, the only person I can think of, obviously, is Justin Bieber. But but to do it, like I said, as two people.
Yeah.
The craziest thing is she played that part so fucking well
that
when she came out as only Miley, people were shook.
Yeah.
People was crying. Yeah, people was passing out.
I had a girl that really thought she was that they were two separate people.
Yeah. What y'all think about the Hannah Montana movie?
It was
fire.
Is
that considered a DCOM?
No.
It came out
in theaters. But that movie was fire. I cried. I cry every time I watch it.
That movie.
When the little girl's like,
it's okay, Hannah.
I'll keep your secret, Hannah. And I'm like,
I'll keep you a secret. I ain't gonna tell nobody.
But I'm just like, you trying to tell me that a whole town of people,
I know, right?
Really ain't tell nobody that you was Hannah Montana. And one, the world is dumb as hell, because I could have told you that was Miley.
But I literally said that from the first episode when she met Lily.
Right.
Yo, how did Lily not know?
That's supposed to be your best friend. You see her on a regular day. You ain't telling me.
They made Lily like a little ditzy because she was like, oh my God.
It's Hannah.
Montana.
Yo, that first episode, I still remember it.
Oh me my too. God.
Mm-hmm. I remember the day it premiered on Disney Channel where I was. The
day.
I remember
Caleb
where
probably
I
know
was.
Hannah Social.
I remember where I was.
I was home.
The day I was home, but like I remember being in my grandmother's house in the bathroom. It was premiering on Disney Channel. Like I remember that whole day, and it's just wild because it's like, wow, to see where she was like that first episode to like now.
Now,
I've always been obsessed with Miley.
Oh, I love Miley.
Yeah, I like her. People tried to make her the villain for a long time, but I really like her.
Bro, Bangers though.
Bangers was, I don't give a fuck.
Bangers was a banger.
I feel like she needed to let that out because of what she was going through at home.
I listened to that Bangers album from start to finish every fucking day my freshman year of college.
Uh-huh.
Ask my roommate, still tell you. They was like, oh my God, girl.
Yes, walking to bus stop, it was replay.
Mm-hmm.
Replay.
I would be standing up on my bed at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Bumping Bangers.
Yeah, she did need to do that.
She's
like, if you think about it, you're a teenager growing up. You have to go to set with your dad. You go home with your dad. There's no way to get out to be you. Because one, you're working for Disney,
mm-hmm.
which is, you are under a microscope as it is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're making you, fix your teeth and look perfect. And now you got to go. I'm surprised she ain't have no freaking personality disorder, because you got to act like two people in public. And
that would have messed me up. Because people love Hannah Montana, but they don't know and love who you are.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like,
that would really mess me up.
And then people really was like upset that she wasn't this person
that she wasn't created, Hannah.
Yeah.
That she wasn't Hannah.
They created in their minds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is wild. So they wanted her to literally be Hannah 24/7.
Yes.
So when they find out, oh my God, she's actually a teenager and she likes to go hang out with boys. And remember that cover of Vanity Fair came out when she had her literally just her back showing in a sheet? And the world went freaking ballistic. Like, the parents went ballistic. I remember that.
They were like, oh my God, my kids look up to you. Okay. And if your kid pulls with their back out, then it is what it is.
I was like, wow. And they were like, how could Billy Ray let his daughter do this? Like, it was her back. And
it was her back.
And then when she did Party in the USA at the Teen Choice Awards, she had that pole. And it was on an ice cream cart. But they saw it as a stripper pole. And the world went ballistic. And I'm like, well, isn't that you guys putting that on her? Because I didn't take it as a stripper pole when I saw it.
Me either.
I saw it as an ice cream thing. Y'all saw it as a stripper pole.
Yeah.
So who's really the perverted ones here?
Exactly.
Like, come on now.
And I can guarantee you, your kids didn't see that as a stripper pole.
No. No. I didn't.
Not
I was
at
just
all.
Like, hey, party in the USA. Like,
yo, that was my, yo. Especially at like a cheer competition.
That's an anthem.
Like.
To this day.
Everybody looking at me now. Like, who's that?
That Can't Be Tamed album was good. Like, yes. That was her throwaway album, because that was her last album on Hollywood Records, which is like a Disney owned label. So she was like, let me get that out of the way. But it was still fire. And then she went and did bangers.
Bruh.
I'm just happy for her. I'm happy that she got away from that.
And now she got a number one song on Billboard for 5 weeks straight. It's not my favorite. But like I said, I love Miley, so
I think the message behind it.
Yeah, right. It's the message more
is like, and then knowing the backstory.
Yeah.
Plus the video.
Yeah.
Where she literally filmed where those things happened.
She looks amazing.
Yes,
she does. She's body's beautiful. Crazy.
She's always been beautiful.
Yeah.
She has.
Yeah.
So yeah, growing up in our time, us 90s babies, we just had it great. You know, we're just 90s babies are elite. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, we top tier.
We are.
Top five.
And we not two through five. And we not two through five.
This was a very random but fun ass episode. We had to give y'all a little fun before we, you know, go on our little hiatus.
Yeah. I know. But we really do appreciate y'all for sticking with us and rocking with us.
We appreciate
for our season.
Everything you guys have done for us this season. Just the feedback, following us,
ordering merch,
just
sharing our stuff,
sharing your stories and your thoughts with us. And this is wild. Like, we just thought that this would be something fun that we could do together, and now, like, we definitely see like this being something that could go so much farther, and it's because of the help of you guys, and you guys are keep listening and tuning in and waiting for the next episode, so we really appreciate it. We'll be back.
We will.
And make sure y'all still tuning in. If you aren't following us on Instagram at The One Thing About Us Pod, please follow us on Instagram so you are staying in tune with all the updates, and you will get notifications when we come back.
We sure
and,
will.
You know, we're going to have some stuff while we're going on the page. So
more giveaways.
Stay tuned with the eye emoji.
Some free merch, maybe.
Spicy things coming.
The opportunity to co-host with us.
Wednesdays will always be the best days, so
hump day,
come on back.
Podcast day.
What? I cannot.
I don't know.
So yeah, we appreciate y'all.
I'm confused.
We love y'all.
Hungry.
Oh, stay up.
And one thing about us. And one thing about us.
We falling out.
Dog.
Go ahead, girl. Hit it.
Yeah, y'all tried to cut me last week. I don't fucking forgive y'all. Pieces of shit.
All right.
And one thing about us, we're going to take a walk down memory lane.
All right, y'all.
Period.
Don't.
I wasn't going to. You know what? You know what? We'll be back because we need to revamp this.
And when we come back, Kayla ain't going to be saying no period.
And you realize I went this whole episode without. I said it one time. Quite literally.
You didn't.
I said it once.
You didn't.
I did.
Run that shit.
Run anyway.
Run that shit back.
We will see y'all when we're back. Yo. Not geezers. We're done for.
It's the wig on the floor.
Yo, last time Aiden was like, what is this? We'll be back.
Y'all gonna miss this. Just so y'all know. Y'all better come back.
Dead. What? Yes. All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Stay up.
I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
We out of here, y'all.
Peace.
Platinum. Take them home.